you're entering a world of pain.
Walter, man.
You mark that frame in 8, you're entering a world of pain.
I'm not.
A world of pain.
Look, dude, this is your partner.
Has the whole world gone crazy? Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the rules?
Jack attacks.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
And Ryan retaliates.
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
You're listening to Jokers Are Wild. The summer of nonsense is in full bloom here on the Jokers Are Wild podcast. I am Jack Anderson, your host, actually, and then my co-host in spirit, but not in body. He is across the fruited plain.
I'm sure there's a pond.
he is Ryan Russo, and we are the Jokers Are Wild podcast. And yes, Ryan, we've been talking in depth about the summer of nonsense, and we will get into that in more detail in several minutes here. But first, let's set up the show here. This is what we got for you today on episode 22. After we talk about our personal lives and bore you with that for about 10 minutes, we're going to dig into the news and entertainment section where Kathy Griffin beheaded our president. Oh my God. Tiger Woods looking more and more Asian every single day. My fascination with women's softball. Hillary Clinton was revealed didn't want to share a plane with Michelle Obama, an entire fucking plane. couldn't sit at one end and the other. No, she needed her own plane. And then also we're going to play a little game, a little spelling bee game in honor of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, which is airing on ESPN this upcoming week. Ryan. Now, wow. We will dig into the muck here and talk about your inaugural week in the summer of nonsense.
The summer of nonsense. Many people, children, family men, mothers, come up to me and said, Ryan, we think what you're doing is a great thing. And we applaud your efforts into really giving that younger class a chance to win your heart. All right. Well, all right. Now, that's not exactly what they've said. Mostly people are like, are you dumb? You're dumb, right? Are you being stupid? I'm like, no. But here's the thing, Jack. We got to break it down a little bit more because I feel like the summer of nonsense has been misunderstood by the people. The summer of nonsense isn't some, you know, let me go find some 21, 22, 23-year-old, fine beauty and just have fun.
Have your way with her, right?
Have my way. That's not what it's about. Jack, here's the thing, man. At the ripe old age of 28, I have in my heart just a big old pit of sadness. You know, you understand. Because we've been down these roads, we've been in these relationships, we've been kicked around, we've had shitty jobs, we've moved, we've been, you know, mistreated and had our hopes dashed upon the altar of misery. And yet we persist. But the summer of nonsense is not about, you know, just going out there and doing foolhardy things with unsuspecting young lasses. It's about finding those few who are still full of hope, right? Still filled with joy. And that's what it is. It's I get to sit there and I get to sink my teeth into their optimism and drain it.
I hope that's all you're sinking your teeth into.
But I'm telling you, man, there's nothing like having a conversation with a girl, as I did this week, very sweet girl, who is just so hopeful. She's still completely convinced that life's going to work out, and it's just
so. Are you hoping to like get some of this hope from her, or like just live vicariously through her like shining eyes?
Because here's the thing: is that like I know better. I'm not going to all of a sudden become hopeful because I see it, you know, in the wide-eyed, bushy-tailed these young ladies who haven't been ruined by the world yet. I appreciate their hopes. I appreciate their dreams.
I see what you're saying. But
you know, so
but part of
it's
the
not,
nonsense,
so it's not some like sexually deviant thing. But, like I'm going to go prey on these younger girls.
Part of the nonsense is like you are looking to get a little, you know,
well,
little
some
make
nonsense
out session.
I mean, I'm not saying it in as many proper nouns. I think it's a great summer, great opportunity to spend some time with some of the fairer sex who, you know, are just looking to have a little bit of fun, maybe go to the beach, maybe go to the river, maybe go see Wonder Woman, which I hear is doing smashingly well.
Some of my buddies told me it's like one of the best movies ever seen. I was like, superhero movie, I am out. And he's like, you're just being sexist. And I'm like, no, it's a superhero movie, and it's been well documented on the show that I don't give two shits about superhero movies.
That's right. You tell him, you're like, well, clearly you don't listen to my podcast.
Yeah, clearly you haven't heard the greatest podcast in America.
All podcasts, of all podcasts. That's right.
Well, I'm getting roped into the summer of nonsense, Ryan.
Are you?
I don't know if I told you this or not, but I've been trying to keep my hands clean.
Obviously.
Well, you keep yours clean. Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do.
It's a pretty dirty thing, Commissioner.
I've been trying to stay out of the muck and just kind of observe from afar because my nonsense stage was like 2 years ago and everything. But right. My aunt, as a friend... who has a daughter who's 22, and she has been trying to set me up with her.
So
I might end up getting into the summer of nonsense. However, I have my aunt's daughters, her two cousins. I was like, is she hot? And they were like, yeah, she's very cute. I was like, okay, I can roll with that then.
I can deal with that, yeah.
Now, as opposed to you, I'm not looking for any hope because I feel, well, I don't know if I feel hopeful, but... I don't think I'm in as bad a spot as you are right now. So.
Well, I just, and folks, listen, before you start calling in and sending me those letters filled with things like, Ryan, just keep on plugging, man. It's really not as bad as we make it out to be here on The Jokers Are Wild. As I've mentioned before, and I'm likely to mention again, I do have things going for me, not just the Pokemon card collection, which is ample. But this summer is going to be a great one. We are into June now. The sun is shining. The pool is open in my apartment complex. I might go stroll down there and show off this pasty white body. I don't know. There it is. Waiting for it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so the summer of nonsense, I might end up taking part in it. Now, I am coming back to Virginia next weekend, so might have to...
Reconnoiter.
Dabble a little bit.
Just head on out. Well, you know,
dip our toe into the pool, and we're not talking about your apartment pool.
That's right.
Sir. You'll get t-shirts. The people need to know that whenever a big event comes in Ryan's life, he makes a t-shirt about it.
I make a t-shirt. That's it's what not happens. A lie, folks. I love it. I love making t-shirts because there's nothing more than like, you know, you look over and be like, man, what a great day to celebrate. What are we for celebrating? Oh, these 20 people have it on their chest. Yeah, perfect. Now
the
I remember.
Summer of nonsense is two stick figures, a boy and a girl, jumping in the air.
You're talking about stick figures. It's going to be just a picture of your abs. That's all it
just
is.
Me.
Just you,
smiling,
baby.
Smiling my pasty white face. Oh, man. Yeah, it is funny when I'm here because people are as shallow as they say they are here in Orange County. And I don't know how many times I've gotten comments from people when I go outside and they're like, oh, you're not very tan. I'm like, nope, not at all. Are you going to work on that? Nope, don't care. Like, couldn't care less. However, I was outside for about literally 35 minutes yesterday, and I'm definitely got a little burn going on.
Little 30, pink there?
35 minutes, that's all it takes to contract skin cancer in my 40s. That's it.
That's like the worst infomercial ever.
Yeah. Want to get tan and die? Yeah.
You want to look like a saggy potato when you're coughing at 45?
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. Also, I know you wanted to talk about something that is crippling you to your core right now before we open up the news and entertainment / sports / all the pages.
All the pages. We got pages.
Pages and pages. But, yeah, what's troubling you?
What's troubling me, Jack? I'll tell you what's troubling me is that the stupid financial decisions I've made for the last 10 years have reared their ugly head.
They finally
caught up, right? They finally, you know, and this is the problem is because I've stayed in the same spot for too long. If you keep running, you'll never get those collection letters, right? Because we're like, where does this guy live now? He's a ghost. He could be anywhere.
It's a great point because I've moved like 8 times. I have so many different, like I have people at my old places texting me like on the regular. Oh, this is Bruce, who now lives in 62 Lovering Ave in Buffalo. You just got like 4 things in the mail. Like it's 482 Franklin in Buffalo. Yeah. 365 Pennsylvania Street in Buffalo. All right, continue. Sorry.
Well, no, it's just a little thing, right? It's the when you start building the buffer, right? And we've all had that moment which you have to budget. When you finally come down to it, it's like, you know what?
Budget? Not in my dictionary. You asked me to spell that.
Put on your big boy pants, Jack. You got to pull on your big boy pants. You got to put on your nonsense t-shirt. And you got to say, how much money can I possibly spend on stupid shit this month? And for me, that dollar amount went from some to, please don't do this anymore. We beg of you. Please stop. And it came by way of Wells Fargo, the worst bank.
They needed a bailout, right? They were asking you to bail them out.
It just awful. Wells Fargo, I've had exactly one good experience with them, and it was followed after a terrible experience in which I had made a deposit at a branch to an account that was going to have, you know, things withdrawn from it, and the chick put it in the wrong account. And I was bartending at the time, so everything I was dealing with cash. I never looked at my bank statements. I just knew that payments coming out. I log on like a week and a half later, and I had 8 charges for insufficient funds. I had about $300 in insufficient fund charges. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And so I called them up, and the woman's like, yeah. And I'm like, I told her to put in this account. I explained it, and they actually wiped away. That's the one decent thing they've done for me. The rest of them were just shit. But I have a credit card with Wells Fargo that has a balance. It has a balance, obviously. And the limit of that card was reduced because, I've become, such a dangerous risk, I suppose. But what they did in the process of reducing the balance or reducing the limit is they put my balance down like really close. So I'm getting like 3 emails a day like, hey, man, pay your shit off. I'm like, well, if I wasn't paying it when it had this limit, why am I going to pay it now? Now you've pissed me off. I'm just going to throw the card away and see what happens. that was yesterday, finally getting all that kind of sorted out. So I was like, why is this happening? And I checked, and there it was. So, the nonsense has to be stemmed on their part.
Right.
In order for me to get myself back.
Well, I mean, but you will admit that you've kind of done this to yourself.
I will admit no such thing. I have been chasing my dreams, Jack, and don't dare speak ill.
Oh my god!
I lived in California once upon a time. Quit a good job.
I looked up Porterville the other day because I was curious. I was like, I've never heard of Porterville, and it is up
and
there.
You should.
It is up it there. Is, it looked desolate.
It is a. It's the kind of place that you should never vacation. But if you wanted to see what a direct split of Mexican and Filipino community, both at war with each other, it's a great place to visit. So if you want to see what it looks like on the streets, go to Porterville, California. Beautiful view of the Sierra Nevada mountains, though. Can't take that away from them.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so I guess the way things are going for you, you're in trouble right now. You're going to have your debtors come knocking on your door, taking body parts.
That's right. Take a little tip of my little finger.
Oh, my gosh. So are things very dire, or are you just kind of like in a panic because you're behind the eight ball?
Crotch, you know what I mean? It was like I have a good job in which I make enough money to satiate the – unquenchable desire,
the lust to slake your thirst.
It's like the lust of all the people with money from me. But it was just like I saw that, and on top of paying taxes again, apparently I had more personal property taxes. I'm done owning shit. I'm selling everything. Nihilist, man. We believe in nothing, Lebowski. Time to get rid of all of our worldly goods.
Nothing, Lebowski. We believe in nothing.
I'm just gonna hit a cash machine. So all right. That's it. That's enough of me bringing us down to the dumps.
Yeah, we need to now throw it to my man, Denzel Washington.
Oh, yes, we do.
Because it's time for the news and entertainment.
This is a newspaper, right? It's 90% bullshit, but it's entertaining. That's why I read it, because it entertains me. You won't let me read it, so you entertain me with your bullshit. Tell me a story right now. Go.
Some new production here on the Jokers Are Wild podcast.
Man.
Outstanding shit, I must say. Wonder who made that.
Yeah, you know what? He's got a real talent for this sort of stuff.
He's got a knack for digging up old random Training Day quotes and Robbie Williams pop tunes from the mid-2000s. Smashing them together to bring us the entertainment page.
Oh, man. Nice.
Gotta love it. It was tight.
It was tight.
Tight, tight. Okay.
Yeah, so, but now we're into entertainment news.
Yes. Kathy Griffin, This is our first one. Of course, everybody knows about this story at this point now. She decided to do a little photo shoot of her holding a bloody Donald Trump head. And I guess everyone was wondering, because pretty much everyone makes fun of Donald Trump with no repercussions, everyone was wondering where the line was. And I think we found it this past week.
I think we found it. Stephen Colbert, he stumbled upon it. He got close. He tipped over for sure in his opening monologue. It was like 2 weeks ago, in which he referred to, I think, Trump's mouth as the holster of some appendage for some Russian president, right? And he had to apologize to that, which he apologized, said, for the vulgarity, not for the message, of course, because he's an ass like the rest of them. But I think when you hold the disembodied head of our golden POTUS as a statement, I think you have, in fact, gone a little too far. And she suffered some wrath for it.
Well, now, of course, she's playing the victim card, saying that she's being bullied by the Trumps. Well, let me tell you this. When you hold up a severed head of someone, that family is probably going to come down pretty hard on you verbally, if not physically. Right. And it's only been verbal, so I'd say she's doing quite well for herself.
Exactly. Point. But if she has a motorcycle accident sometime in the near future, I think we'll know who she's playing.
Huge collision. Harley Davidson. Not able to withstand the wrath of a Trump jet. A Trump jet went into Kathy Lee. No, I keep mistaking her for Kathy Lee.
I know. But I'm saying, you're right. She's playing this victim thing. And there is something to be said, right? Like, comedians are tortured geniuses, right? Like, you think of any of the great comics of our time, like, seldom are there happy people. Like, I think Louis C.K., is fantastic.
But he's a miserable person. George Carlin, miserable person.
Miserable people.
Eddie Murphy
might
be the only happy one.
He might be happy. But then, like, Bo Burnham.
I don't even know who Bo Burnham is.
Bo Burnham, you should check him out. He's very, very, very bright. Like, he's a musical comedian. He writes these songs. They're incredibly catchy, and the lyrics are genius. But the guy is clearly, like, suicidally depressed.
Mitch Hedberg, another one? Didn't he kill
Mitch
himself,
Hedberg,
too?
He killed, he overdosed. Yeah, overdosed. Like, again, these guys, they're torture geniuses, because I think they see the world for what it is, and they know exactly how to run things, you know, the wrong way, and make it humorous, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you gotta have thick skin when it comes to comics, right? You gotta understand that they're going to bastardize everything you believe in order to get a laugh. That's their job. That's their position. But there is a line. And Kathy Griffin...
And across this line, you do not!
You do not. Also do. But Kathy Griffin, she's sitting there like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. A quote from her, the 56-year-old, told reporters, a sitting president of the United States and his grown children and the first lady are, I feel personally, trying to ruin my life forever. You guys know him. He's never going to stop.
Well, this
what the fuck did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, when you hold up a head of someone, it's not just like some throwaway line in, like, you know, a late night talk show where you're just like, oh, Trump, idiot. Yeah, you know, like, exactly. Saturday Night Live has made fun of Trump for the entire season. And that's fine because it's funny and it's overall pretty harmless. And some of it's even true.
A lot of it. Yeah.
So it's fine. Like, that's totally fine. But you can't cross that line and turn it into like a personal affront or attack on a man like that. I mean, that's insane.
Right.
That's insane. I do think it's funny because I saw it come out on Tuesday and it hadn't quite blown up yet. And so I was sitting there like, is this going to become a thing, or are we just going to be okay with this because it's Trump? I legitimately did think that people were just going to kind of like let it slide, if that makes sense. But apparently they didn't. It became too much. Can you imagine if that was any other president, though?
Oh, my God. Oh, it would have been... Can you imagine if that had happened under the precious Obama administration, right? Like, she would have been sent
probably would have gone off. We're sending you on a special mission to the Goldilocks galaxy. You'll never come back.
That's that. I'll tell you what, there are some habitable planets up there. So that is
insane to me that just the whole way it took place, and then of course. She didn't retain her job for the New Year's Eve live on CNN. And nobody watches that one anyway. They're watching Rockin' New Year's with Dick Clark.
Dude, so. his disembodied head just in a jar just being animatronic, right?
Like, it's like Zordon. Yeah, it's just head.
Dude, I'm telling you, Futurama had it right when they started putting the famous heads in jars in that show, man. It's where we're headed. You know our fearless.
What do you think, Dick Clark's head?
It's great.
It's great.
So no one's watching CNN, so it's not like she lost some plush gig. Her and Anderson Cooper, you think people are trying to tune into Anderson Cooper on New Year's Eve? Hell no. No one wants to see Anderson Cooper.
No one wants to see him.
Not even Mrs. Cooper wants to see that. Actually, it would be Mr. Cooper. Fellow Mr. Cooper.
Hang in with Mr. Cooper.
Good times. The talented Mr. Ripley, a.k.a. Cooper. but yeah, so that's that story. Our next story, of course.
Well, before we divorce from that.
Oh, okay.
I got to plug this in because it's connected to our boy Jim Carrey.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
We're talking about, you know, we've mentioned celebrities who don't realize they're not famous anymore. Right? Jim Carrey's storied career has been more in the horror genre in the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, what is going on with Jim Carrey? He's with women. He's a creepo.
I know. It's super apeshit. And then he went off and he went into oblivion. But he's come back. He's got a show coming on. Yeah, he's got a show coming on. He's not in it. He's producing it. But it's basically, I think it's called I'm Dying Up Here. I forget what network it's on. One of the
If it's not a sequel Grinch series, I'm not interested.
Not interested. He's not reprising his role.
Double hate.
But it's about, I think, his early stages of being a comic and, like, having to sleep in his closet.
So it's about him, but someone's playing him.
Yeah, loosely about him. And then other comics came from that era. So, okay. I mean, I'm sure the subject matter is good. So he's, like, waltzed back into the limelight. And as his first act of being back on the map, he defends Kathy Griffin.
Well, I mean, those comics have to stick together, you know?
Right. They do. And he said, if you step out into the spotlight and you're doing crazy things that Trump is doing, we're the last line of defense. And really, the comedians are the last voice of truth in the whole thing. It's impossible to get away from it. Which I think, right, don't throw your hat in with someone who's holding a severed head. But at the same time, like, he's a true comic that's been his entire career, and it's cost him a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Simultaneously, a headline has that Jim Carrey could go on trial for ex-girlfriend's death.
Yeah, because that whole thing is, that's the thing I was talking about. Like, he's just some sort of deviant.
He's a lunatic. He's a crazy man.
Well, you watch him on the screen, and it wouldn't really surprise you. I mean, obviously, you could say, he's playing a character, but that guy is weird as hell in some of the movies he's in.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Also, you know, he's weird as hell, and really, his career has taken a extreme left turn. He might have sliced his way off the fairway, struggling to find the green these days. Tiger Woods.
That man is...
Poor Tiger. Has there ever been a fall from grace like Tiger Woods?
So hard.
Probably the most recognizable athlete in the world 10 years ago.
I would say.
Even more than soccer players and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
most
I mean,
recognizable athlete. He's just, he's the darling of the sports world, you know?
Right.
He wins 13 majors. He wins the Masters, when he was like 18? Just a freak phenom. Went to Stanford, married to Elin, who was a smoke show in her day, the Swedish model. This beautiful family. They have all these nice family portraits that they throw out online. Like, obviously you could tell that his life is very, doctored to look perfect, but all things said and done.
For all intents and purposes, it was.
He had the perfect life. And he managed to screw it up because he wanted to bang Denny's waitresses and Hooters girls on the side. And since then, it's been a slippery slope. He kind of latched on to Lindsey Vonn, the Olympic skier, for a little while.
Right.
That kind of fell by the wayside. He reportedly was letting Amanda Duffner, Jason Duffner, a PGA Tour golfer's wife, he was sleeping with her for a little while. How Jason Duffner got her, I don't know, other than the money, because Jason Duffner, he looks like his name would sound.
Exactly.
I mean, Duffner.
He's literally like, if someone were to say his name and a person would be formed, they matched it. They nailed it with this. Right?
Yeah. And Amanda Duffner does not look like her name would sound.
No.
Dime.
No.
And so Tiger betted her for a while, too. So Tiger's just, if you're female and moving, probably male too, that'll come out at some point. If you're moving and alive and have a heartbeat, maybe if you don't even have a heartbeat, Tiger probably wants to engage in some intercourse with you.
That's exactly. He's looking to get involved And so, you know, truthfully, he's been out of the spotlight for a while, right?
Yes. He tried to come back at the beginning of the year.
Tried to come back. I mean, the poor guy, like, he's just waiting to be able to, what is it, like 51, 52, he could play on the senior tour.
Well, and you know what's interesting about this too is the fact that in terms of his commitment to golf right now, he keeps releasing these statements whenever he has a setback, like, I'm doing nothing but playing. All I'm doing is practicing.
Right.
And according to a lot of eyewitness and first-person accounts of this, he doesn't really care as much as he's saying he is. No. It sounds like he's burned out and he's done. He keeps trying these half-hearted comebacks, getting
now
injured.
Now, his injuries are horrific, right? Like, for the sport, he tore both ACLs? Is that right?
I don't remember. It's a litany of injuries, though.
Yeah, it is. And the thing is, like, he's got a tremendous career. He's a Hall of Fame golfer
not,
for sure.
And I'm not calling him out for being half-hearted in his attempts, but don't pretend everyone like I'm 100% all in on this, because he's clearly not. Because as we saw the other day, and again, this is a story everyone knows, he decided that he was good. He was drunk, high, combination of things.
Yeah. I'm sure he said he was on NyQuil.
I'm pretty sure that's all he was on, of course. But there was the whole video of him, and it was just painful. Right. Like, Tiger's trying to walk the line. He can't do it. The cops were like, allow him to walk another one. He's like, I got this. I can do it. And it's like, clearly you can't. He's stumbling all over the place. And then the mugshot just sums it all up.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
everyone's mugshot looks bad, but man, Tiger looks terrible.
Picture is worth a thousand words. And this thing is, like, to watch the breathalyzer video, right, when he's trying to take the damn breathalyzer, like, he's just he can't stand. He's falling asleep. He's slumping over. Like, the man is a mess. Like, he is messed up,
Yeah, he's a mess. There's no doubt about it. And it is, like, in one hand, like, I always liked Tiger, so I think it's kind of sad.
Yeah. It is.
But on the flip side, I mean, he's done it to himself to some respects. Correct. I mean, like, his inability to control himself with, you know, all these different, you know, negative factors in his life is quite obvious. So hopefully he gets some help and things take a turn for the worse. Together.
Because that's the thing, right?
Or
you
better,
know,
we'll turn for the worse. Turn for the better.
If it gets any worse, I don't think we'll be hearing much for him. But he was such a hero, man. I mean, he was the role model for so many young athletes in the sport, and he did tremendous things for the sport.
When he won the U.S. Open on one leg in the playoff, I think he was going up against, was it Angel Cabrera, like Rocco Media? I think it was Rocco Media, like,
probably
7 years ago. That was awesome. Like, and I'm not even a huge golf fan, but I was like,
as a sports moment.
Yeah.
Like, it was and he's done a ton for the sport, and he's really, like, when you look at all these guys, what's his name? My favorite, Rory
McIlroy.
Yeah. He's excellent, but he came in the wake of Tiger kind of setting the tone. And then all these news, what's his name? Jason, the Australian guy. I love him. He always wears the flat-billed hats.
Oh, Jason Day. Jason Day is awesome. The golf scene's awesome right now. You got Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler.
Yeah,
Johnson. You got a ton of guys.
You got these guys. Right. And but they came in the wake of Tiger's presence, right? It was an old man sport before Tiger came along, right? You know, Phil Mickelson was 60 when he was 16. You know, like...
Like, these were never old. He's like 50.
Right. But still, this was never a young man's sport. But then Tiger Woods came into the mix and he made it. He made it sexy. You know,
he made it more mainstream for sure. Like, young kids wanted to start playing golf, other than NFL players' owners or NFL owners' sons. You know, other than that, like,
the truly blessed. Yeah. Plus, his name was Tiger. What the hell, man?
Eldrick,
the kick-ass name.
Actually,
well. That's what your birth certificate says. Like.
Yeah, mine says John, and I hate that damn name. So,
man.
All right.
Yeah,
so
I got it.
We got. What else do you got? You got another big story? Because I want to talk about softball in a minute, but that's going to be lengthy monologue for me. So,
well, yeah, that might be on the other side of the break. But no, man, a little bit of local news, a little something I caught on the Facebook. Justin Timberlake was in Woodbridge, Virginia, and loved it.
Whatever. This is one of these bullshit stories. I bet you anything. Go ahead and read it. You're going to be – you've fallen victim to some fake news here, you dummy.
Stop. No, man. This is real. It's on a real webpage.
What's the webpage?
I don't want to say.
You know it's fake. Did you fall for this nonsense? Didn't you? It's one of those ones where they're like, Miley Cyrus says that when she retires, she's going to leave Malibu and move to Fredericksburg because everyone's so nice. And it's like one of those ones where they just plug in. Like, it's just those scripted, like they copy paste and then just put the different right. cities in there. And some dummy gets excited about it every time they see it. And they're like, oh, look at this. It's been going on for like 3 years. What are you doing, man? Justin Timberlake's never been in Woodbridge, Virginia in his life.
He said he had car trouble and someone
mentioned him. You think he's driving around Virginia? No, he's got a fucking private jet.
It was a rental car.
He's going up to the budget or the Alamo rental car and like, oh yeah, I'd like the compact, please.
Listen,
I'm trying to save money.
A beautiful dream, all right? I thought he was here. I thought he really liked Woodbridge.
You think that he's going up there going, yeah, I'd like the Kia, the Kia Sportage,
Kia Sorento.
I'd love
yeah.
that Kia
Luxury.
Sportage. You idiot. No, what he's doing is he's landing on a helicopter pad, and then he's down the ramp of the helicopter, or down the ramp of like the jet that he's on. They're yeah. they're rolling down a Shelby GT, and that's like yeah. a backup to the backup of cars. And he's not driving it through damn Woodbridge, that's for sure.
All right, well, fine. Maybe
what
Justin
life,
Timberlake
what
did
life
again.
Was he going to randomly be in
Michael
Woodbridge?
Jackson never came to use my bathroom, but his sister did. Goonies throwback for you.
Oh, yes, yes. Here are you guys. Oh,
Bono's goodness. My dream. Well, you know what? I think we're coming up on a good time to take a beat before we get into the real meat, which is going to be, you know, the Scripps National Spelling Bee,
my
obviously.
Love, and my love, undying love of softball.
Right, right.
Really,
right. Well, you know,
it's getting out of hand, and I'll have to tell you.
I'll tell you, you know what? We'll say that. We'll come back for the break. But before we go, you know what you're thinking? You know what you're thinking? That you guys were lucky enough to have a sponsor that last episode. What happened to that sponsor? I'll let you know what happened.
They stayed with
they
us.
They gave us this. They stayed with it. They were so impressed with our professionalism, with our candor, that they said, you know what? We're going to keep you around for another episode. And they did tell me something that it hurt my feelings. They said, are you worried about being fat this summer? Because you probably are fat. Do something about it. Download Lightning Fitness for free from the App Store and access over 500,000 different metabolic workout routines that you can do at home. I'm not saying it'll be easy to get in shape for the summer, Ryan, but I'm saying it'll be worth it. And you know what, Lightning Fitness, you are probably right. I have eaten way too many cookies courtesy of my sweet sister who,
you
know,
saw me. Well, you're baking up a storm over there too.
Well, I am, but I'm not going to talk about my banana bread disaster. That comes after the break.
We'll be right back. All right, Justin Timberlake might be renting cars, but however, there's someone else who wants to rent whole planes because they don't want to share their plane with someone else. Oh my Hillary Clinton, it was revealed in the DNC leaks, the WikiLeaks, from like, so this, these are emails from 5 years ago. So this is old news, but it's
old
being brought
news.
To light now.
It's not fake yes. news.
It's not fake news, though. So there was a series of emails between Huma Abedin, who can't quit Anthony Weiner's wiener ever, and essentially it was between her and Hillary talking about making arrangements for getting Hillary to Betty Ford's funeral 5 years ago, or 6 years ago now.
Is that the chick from the Golden Girls?
That's Betty White. I think, right? Isn't that Betty White?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So anyways, Hillary is trying to, you know, go to this funeral, and so is Michelle Obama. And apparently Huma has set it up that they're going to share a plane together, and Hillary goes, no, I want my own plane. So you're telling me
that's
in the fucking giant plane,
right there,
Hillary can't sit at one end of the plane and Michelle can't sit at the other. Nope, we got to talk about climate change issues right now.
Oh,
we're just flying
God,
two right. planes for two people because they don't want right. to be together, and we're just destroying the greenhouse gases in the ozone layer.
Oh,
unbelievable. Icebergs are falling off of Antarctica because of fucking Hillary 6 years ago.
It's like the butterfly effect, right?
But enough politics. That bores us. We need to talk of sport.
We do.
We really do. We really do. And what better way to start than to break down the MLB standings and see how Ryan is faring against our esteemed friend from USA Today, sports reporter Jimmy Haskup. Ryan and Jimmy, of course, made some picks against each other to begin the MLB season. And we're just going to see where they stack up right now. So, Ryan, break it down for us.
All right. Well, coming in, and the AL East, the tippy top of the division, of course, is your New York Yankees.
Okay, neither of you guys had that. Right. Jimmy had the Jays. You had the Red Sox.
Well, the Jays are at the very bottom.
They are
as they should be. The Red Sox are right in the middle of the pack. They are, looks like, 3 games back.
So we'll give you a win on that. Let's just tally it up like that. We'll give you a win.
It's going to be a W.
I got a notepad right here.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
Oh, shit.
Check it out. All right.
We are into the to the AL Central.
You have the Tigers, and Jimmy has the Indians.
Damn, he got me by one.
Well, so the Tigers are in second.
Tigers are in third, and the Indians are second in the division.
Who's winning that division right now? Not Minnesota.
Of course it's Minnesota.
How is shitty Minnesota winning that division right now? Don't understand it. All right, so 1-1.
I'll tell you what, though. The Tigers are, they've got a winning record at home, which the Indians and the Twins can't boast. So, you know, hometown heroes.
Give you a win. He's higher than you.
Does not give me a win. Absolutely right. Finally, AL West, we both have the Astros, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So that's a wash because they're in first. First in the whole damn league.
Yeah, I mean, they are just wrecking people.
What are they, like 12 games up right now, 10 games up?
12 and a half games, yeah. Ahead of the Angels, yeah.
Unreal.
39-16, damn.
A juggernaut. Dallas Keuchel, unbelievable pitcher. and also, of course, the little guy, Jose Altuve, the second baseman, the little spark plug at the top of the lineup.
Money. Yeah, the guy's money.
He is money.
He's not Machado, who just hit, he's the third player in history to hit a second tier or double decker or whatever you call
double
it.
Double decker, second deck, yep.
Yeah.
Where did he hit that?
Rushes it. In Camden Yards.
Oh, Camden, okay. Yeah.
Blasted it up there.
Yeah, Machado's a boss. He's one of the best players in the league.
That was a shot, man. That was a shot.
He's a hothead like his DC counterpart, Bryce Harper, which we'll talk about in a minute. Because I had a raging boner when I saw what Bryce Harper did last week. Woohoo! It was great.
All right.
The wild card for the AL.
Stay on the horse. Stay on the horse. Oh, the wild card for the AL. Who do we got?
You had the Royals and Rangers.
Ooh.
Both are in last,
aren't they? Yeah, the Royals are very much at the bottom of the AL Central. And the Rangers are in the middle of the pack in the AL West, a mere 13 games back from your
Jimmy
Astros.
Jimmy had the Red Sox and the Mariners.
Sox are in the third in the AL East, and the Mariners are fourth in the AL West. So I think he's got me by one
with
position.
With the wild cards, yes, he does.
Yeah.
So he's up 2-1 on you as we move to the NL.
Right.
And the NL, we'll start with the NL East.
Of course.
Ryan, of course, went with the Phillies.
Jimmy wins
that one.
Clean win. The Nationals have won literally twice the number of games the Phillies have. The Nationals are 34-19, and the Phillies are 17-35. So.
Yeah, not very good. Not very good at all. Another shit division there. The AL West and the NL East are terrible divisions.
My God.
The NL Central, this is another huge mistake for you. The Pirates, you have the Pirates. Jimmy has the Cubs.
All right.
The Pirates might be ahead of the Cubs.
What's that?
Are the Pirates ahead of the Cubs right now?
The Pirates are at the very bottom of the NL Central. Cubs are in the middle of the pack, but it's okay because I got this wild card nonsense on lock. So
Jimmy's up 4-1 now. However, it will be noted that the Cubs are struggling and the NL Central is very close right now. So
it is. Oh, yeah. Everyone's within a game or two, it looks like.
All right. And then the NL West. Ryan went with the Rockies, and we laughed at him all the way to the bank. And Jimmy went with the Dodgers.
Which the Dodgers are proving triumphant now. They have crept into the first position. But the Rockies are only half a game back, though. So
well, you're down 5-1 now. It's an insurmountable hole. Oh, geez. Right,
but here, this is where the wild card comes in. And
you have the Nationals and Brewers.
Yes, the Nationals, of course, are the tippy top, and the Brewers, the tippy top, the NL Central,
which is insane.
They are.
You picked the Brewers and Rockies, and we laughed you out of the building, and they're both doing awesome.
Look at them. Look at them.
Jimmy, the Mets and the Cardinals.
Mets are in the second in the NL East, and the Cardinals are in second in the NL.
But the, so the Nationals are winning, and so are the Brewers. So you win two there.
I do.
And so it's 5-3. So it's still within range, given that the Rockies are right there.
Within range, given, yeah. And I mean, I'll admit, I did a lot of research for this, as people know.
Extensive research. As in, during the show, you frantically pulled up an MLB season preview, made it through only the AL, and then randomly selected your NL teams.
Yes, that's not untrue.
You're not wrong.
I don't like you to just define my process for the people. I mean, I gotta make a living somehow, you know.
Yeah, it's not on this podcast. I'll tell you that much. So, anyways, before we move on, I really need to talk about this. It's been burning me up inside. Just how much I love the College World Series of softball. I love it, Ryan. It's better than baseball. I have watched at least a game a day for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Really?
I Ole Miss was my squad and they were bounced, so now I've picked up UW. There are some gorgeous girls that play college soccer.
There are. Yeah, they all, I mean, they have beautiful faces. You say so, like, I've seldom do you see a softball player that you're not like, wow, she's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
She's very pretty. Sometimes the way they're put together.
No, sometimes they're a little hefty, but there have been some girls, let me tell you, they get those tight pants.
Like Megan Kuda, very stout.
Very sturdy. Sturdy build. Sturdy was what we were going for with Megan, yeah. But, dude, I'm telling you, like, some of them, their figures are great. Oh, man. And they're athletes, which is another huge thing for me. I love athletes. Love them. And especially the female variety. And, yeah, so me and my uncle have been watching this. And I think the best part about it is the pace of play is faster. Than baseball. It's pitch, throw it back, pitch, throw it back. It's not like throw it back, wait 30 seconds as the pitcher shakes off 8 signs, looks over at the dugout for some advice, and then turns back, steps off the rubber, batter calls timeout, steps back in, okay, second pitch, there we go. It takes forever. We compared it, actually. We moved off of a softball game the other day and watched Albert Pujols, a live look in at Albert Pujols, sitting at 599 home runs for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And we're sitting there looking at it. We watch, I think it was like 6 pitches of the at-bat. We go back, and the entire inning is over.
Really?
The entire inning is over in the softball
game. That's great.
It was
that's
like,
great.
Oh, this is moving well. And I think the absolute best part is that when something good happens, unlike in baseball where if you show any emotion, the pitcher is allowed to literally throw at your head the next time you're up. Like, how dare you flip a bat? How dare you clap your hands and watch the ball soar through the air? These softball players, when something good happens, the players will get out of the dugout and they'll literally pick someone up and run them up and down the dugout like, whee, like crowd surfing.
I know. They're
sitting
so
there with
excited.
Like their funny hats on. Like they've got, you know, one girl had a batter helmet on backwards, her glove on top, and her sunglasses hanging down underneath her like a little mustache. It's awesome. Like it's just funny stuff. And so they have personalities. I love it. I think it's hysterical. I'm all in on softball. Been watching it. University of Washington folks, check them out. I've been scouting heavily. They're the best looking talent, and some of the best talent left in the show.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's likely is not some nonsense to be had of the softball variety,
dude. You want to talk about nonsense? They're all 21 to 23.
Now we're talking, man. And this is what I'm saying, right? Like, there can only be one victor, which means there's going to be a whole bunch of losers.
And they're going to be sad.
And they're going to be sad, and they're going to need to be comforted.
And just so you know, they're pretty much all from this area of California.
Yeah.
Because they put their hometown up there in their favorite movie. And I'm pretty sure I've seen some sort of variety of California in The Hunger Games as everyone's favorite movie.
I mean, that does give us their age pretty solidly, because that movie came out in...
Well, they also put their age in there, I know. Come on, Ryan. I've been scouting this out. Let me tell you.
I know what you're doing.
Caitlin Lee, the Ole Miss softball pitcher. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Little...
Is this... right?
Boing, boing. Fantastic. But speaking of throwing and pitchers, and we did touch on this just before, and how... physically moved.
How it affected you.
Watching Bryce Harper. This was great, I thought. Did you know the backstory with this? Did you see the backstory between the pitcher?
And... I just saw. I was in the gym. I saw it on.
So this pitcher for the San Francisco Giants pitched against Harper in the playoffs. I think in 2014.
And Strickland.
Yeah, Strickland took him yard twice in the playoffs. So Strickland has never let this, you know, let the matter rest, and he hates him. Which is funny because the Giants won the series and the World Series that year. So why the hell does he care that Bryce Harper took him deep twice? Maybe because Bryce Harper took him to McCovey Cove in right field, and the kayakers were all going crazy trying to get that Bryce Harper ball, and he didn't like the fact that the San Francisco Giants fans wanted the ball. Maybe that was it. I don't know.
But, perhaps.
perhaps. Exactly. Yeah. So the other day, random regular season game, the guy, Strickland, decides that he's just going to throw at Bryce Harper's hip. Hits him, drills him in the hip. Harper knows what it's all about. So Harper charges the mound, throws his helmet, slips out of his hand, so it goes way wide of him. Like the worst helmet throw I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was the worst helmet throw ever, which is lucky because if he'd hit him, that would have been a much bigger fine.
Yes, it definitely would have been. And they exchange some blows. The bench is clear, and everybody kind of separates each other. And Strickland got taken out by Jeff Samardzija, his own teammate.
Yeah, I saw that. That was beautiful.
Jeff Samardzija, most useful thing he's done since he played wide receiver at Notre Dame. I'm dead serious, too. He's worthless. What a terrible pitcher. Can't believe. Well, smart of him, though, because he was an average football player, an average baseball player. And if you're an average baseball player, you get a lot more money. So
you do, and you play a lot longer.
Yes. Yeah, and you don't get as hurt. It's great. It's perfect. Best of both worlds, Miley Cyrus. So basically, Harper got suspended 5, and they worked it down 1, and Strickland got suspended 6, and they worked it down 1. Oh, yeah, something like that. Whatever. Yeah, either way, Strickland, this is the thing that's annoying. These pitchers are instigating all of this and doing something dangerous by throwing at players.
Right.
And they're getting suspended.
End a career.
They're getting suspended relatively the same amount of games, maybe a game or two different. But they only technically miss a game because they pitch once every 5 days.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's like, it's fine. You can suspend for the next 3 games. My rotation doesn't come up.
This rule is bullshit. If you really want it to stick it where it hurts, you suspend them for like 25 games and they miss 5.
Right.
You know, something like that.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And it's the thing, it's like the weight of responsibility is on the pitcher.
Right. Yeah. And MLB lets him off the hook and it basically allows this to happen. What, you know, and people are just kind of, they complain about it now, but what happens when a Harper or somebody or a Mike Trout or somebody gets drilled in the fucking head?
Right.
Then all of a sudden everyone's reactive and they're like, oh, this must stop and everything like that. No, it needs to stop fucking now. Be proactive, MLB. Take care of this.
Yeah, before somebody gets seriously injured. Because that's the thing. I mean, these guys, this is a career that is physically grueling. Now, they may not suffer the blows and the trauma on their body that you do in the NHL or the NFL, right, in these really physical sports. But you play 182 damn games a year, right? Like, you put your body – you work for your money. Now, it's a lot of money. You make a lot of money playing Major League Baseball. But you expect to have a career. Bryce Harper's a young guy. What is he, 24 now, 23?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, he's a young guy. He's got a hell of a career ahead of him.
Well, he's getting ready to cash in on a potential $500 million contract in a couple years.
Oh, my God. Isn't that nuts? So, that's crazy. Craziness.
Half a bill to play baseball. Man.
Right, and you've got some Jack Wang who won the World Series. Beam you.
I like that word.
Because he's having – it's a pissing contest. That's nonsense. And that's the kind of bullshit. Bryce Harper's completely justified in knocking the shit out of this guy.
Oh, absolutely. For sure.
Completely justified.
That's what I love about Bryce and like a guy like Manny Machado. You do that shit and they will fucking come at you. It's awesome. Right. It's good stuff.
Who's the guy, the other hothead on the Blue Jays who's always in
Bautista?
The shit? Yeah, man. Jose, he's Bautista. Another one.
Joey Batflips. Whoop.
Yeah.
And that, this brings back to the softball thing. What's wrong with a bat flip? It's entertaining. People love it. Why don't baseball just refuses to acknowledge the fact that, they have, in my opinion, a good game, but it is not a good game for our generation. No one cares about baseball if they're under the age of 25. If you want, you're never going to make it perfect just because it's a slow game, but this would be a perfect way. Add some color to the league. People are going to get more into it. Have these superstars show some personality and piss people off. It's awesome. Right. It's great. But the MLB the MLB is MLB.
I mean, you've got the extremes, right? You look at the NFL in which the showboating and the dancing and the taunting and everything, it goes too far. Like, you know what? You made a sack. Congratulations, right? Did it force a fourth down? Did it force a fumble? No, it's just, all right, second down 23 now, right? Like, stop dancing around. Go back and do your job, right? You score a touchdown. You get all 12 guys choreographed. Okay, right? You can celebrate, but dial it back. I completely agree that in the MLB, they need to show something that people can grab a hold of, right? Think of your man Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco, the shit he used to do. Before him, Joe Horn, the way he would celebrate. It inspired generations of assholes to follow.
You always bring up Joe Horn.
Him and Aaron Brooks and Joe Horn, baby. 2004 made me some points in fantasy. Exactly one time. But, I mean, that's the thing. Is that it's a league that is devoid of identifier. You said about the NHL. You said about, like, these are guys who either don't have personalities or don't get an opportunity for their personalities to be well-known, and you're losing viewership because of it.
The MLB, because they market freaking Sidney Crosby, the most boring person on the planet, instead of P.K. Subban.
Right.
Love him. Great.
Right.
Goat. I mean, P.K.'s over there. Did you see him when they won the Eastern Conference or Western Conference Finals? He's jumping around, hooting and hollering, kissing people on the cheek.
Right.
That's what we need. Sidney Crosby's over there just like,
Exactly. I do not have the command for this procedure.
Yeah, here is the trophy. It's like, good Lord. You think anybody wants to watch him play? He's the most boring fucker on the planet. I hate him so much.
He's awful.
Come on,
awful.
Predators. You need to win game three tonight, damn it. Come on.
Yeah. The way they've lost games one and two, though.
The Penguins... Oh, man. The Penguins are the luckiest team. Luckiest team on the planet. I mean, they suck this year. They've been outplayed every damn series, and they still find ways to win. They play well for 2 minutes a game, and they win the game. It's unbelievable. Yeah. We can't even get on that.
We're not doing it.
I was so mad afterwards, I went to bed. And I don't even, like, care that much. Like, I don't care about the Predators. I just hate the Penguins so much. I was so angry. I was like, I'm going to bed. See you later.
So that's the thing is, there's only misery can be derived from me watching it, so I don't.
Yeah,
so I don't.
And you know
I just,
that's
I'm
the same
down.
With me, too. You're smart, though. You.
I watched one of the Ottawa Senators games, and that was just, it was so terrible. It was just awful.
I can't believe
awful.
The Senators took them to seven games. It was remarkable.
Yeah. Right.
That was, I guess, the one series where the Penguins were the better team. I'll give them that. But, I mean, it was just the Senators who had a negative goal differential all season. They stink. They were terrible. Whatever.
Oh my gosh!
I'm over.
But you know what? We have brighter things on the horizon. We're still in the thick of the College World Series for your ladies in softball.
You done? Let's go.
But I'm telling you, man. You know the 2017 Scripps Spelling Bee was, as you had expected, it was exciting. It was thrilling. It took us all the way to the very far reaches of our emotional availability.
Well, I didn't.
And
we
enjoyed every step of it.
However,
now,
fun fact for you.
Did you pay much attention?
I did not. But fun fact for you, one of the girls that made one of the final rounds, or so many rounds, I don't know, but she was in, I think, the national, like the first round national thing, made it through to the third round. I taught her when she was in fourth grade in 2000, I think fourth grade, third grade in 2012. Very cool. That I didn't know that she was in until afterwards, but I thought it was very cool. And I know that my PE education really kind of buoyed her interest in spelling, I'm sure. So I had a profound impact on her performance this past week.
Well, you know what? I think it's time you put your money where your mouth is. I'm going to ask you just a few of these questions. The words that have won the spelling
bee. You have to be able to pronounce them or else it's not fair to me.
I'm sorry, I'm checking the rules, and in no way is that true.
Oh,
so,
all right, so I got to spell a few words here.
Yes, you got to spell a few words
over
its illustrious career.
I'll reward myself with some ice cubes, some icebreakers ice cubes each time I get one correct.
All right, we'll start in 1947. The word that won Matty Lou Pollard. The script desk.
Matty Lou. Love it.
Matty Lou Paul, 1947. Chlorophyll.
Oh, damn.
If you'd like to use it in a sentence, chlorophyll. How I got my first date through the
That's chloroform, you idiot. Chlorophyll is part of the photosynthesis process, you dumb fuck.
I'd like you to say... focus, using too many words. You can ask him about the language of origin. There you go.
Oh my gosh, so I'm glad you're not a real judge. Okay, chlorophyll. C H L O R O P H Y L L.
Wow!
Did I get it?
I am impressed.
Yeah!
Even with my very clever and deliberate ruse to get you off the set.
Was that on purpose? It wasn't. You're an idiot. All right, give me a couple more here. I'm better than damn Matty Lou, that's for sure.
Well, at least as good. Here we go.
So now we knew who was winning before the Indian people came over and started dominating it.
I'm looking at the words from back in the 30s. Here we go. This is the war that actually won it in 1935 for Clara Moeller. Intelligible.
These are easy.
Are you sure?
I hope. I-N-T-E-L-L-I-B-L-E.
Yes. Yes.
I-G-L-E. Oh, B-L-E. Damn it. It's hard to spell without paper.
Spelling is hard. But
I missed the B,
you
right?
You fuck it up either way. I-N-T-E-L-L-I-G-I.
Oh, okay. And I didn't know that. That's the funny thing. I just screwed that one up. The pressure was on, the bright lights.
The pressure's on, and you cracked. You cracked.
I feel chlorophyll, but not fucking intelligible. How the hell am I?
Exactly. All right. I'll give it to you. Give it to the 2017. The winning word for, our Indian princess, Ananya Vinay, was the winner this year.
Are you sure that's Indian?
Marocaine is the word. Marocaine.
What the hell is that? Definition, please.
Yeah, okay. If I were to use a Marocaine in a sentence, it would sound like this. Marocaine.
I hate you. Marocaine? There's no way I'm going to be able to spell this. I don't even know what it is.
You just got to
look it up for me and tell me the definition.
All right. And it's a dress fabric of ribbed crepe made of silver, made of silk or wool or both.
So Marocaine.
Marocaine.
Marocaine?
Marocaine. Marocaine. You got this, dude.
Oh, I'm just going to randomly throw something out because I have no idea.
Here we go.
M.
Yes.
A.
Crushing it.
Oh, boy. R.
Uh-huh.
O.
Uh-huh.
K. Q. Q instead of K. Q, U, A, I, N.
Nailed it.
What is it actually?
It's Marocain. Marocaine, man. You ever made a dress out of ribbed fabric made from silk or wool or both?
See, that's the dumb thing, though. It's like, that's not even a hard word to spell. It's just so random, and like, we've never even, like, it's never even part of our normal lexicon. Like,
I give them all the credit in the world, because in order to be a spelling bee champion, like, it takes a long damn time to learn this shit. Oh my god, like a lot of words. More words. I mean, some of the best words. Here's the thing. All right, for the ultimate W,
okay.
I will use this in a sentence and you will spell the word in question, and if you succeed, you get a prize.
Okay.
The word, and I'll let you
free subscription to Lightning Fitness.
That's right. Despite the constant negative press, Covfefe.
Oh, yes. C-O-N F-E-F-V-E.
Close. C-O-V-F-E-F-E. The Covfefe. It's Spanish. It's Joe Covfefo, which is I Covfefe. Tu Covfefas. Nosotros
vamos,
right? There you go. That's the I'm breaking it down in Spanish for you. That's that was our Golden POTUS's contribution to the words, the best words for the week. Oh my gosh. I love it.
So stupid. And he didn't delete it for hours.
No, and it's out there, and it's just like the shit that has come from it, the t-shirts that have been made, the memes. Oh, the memes.
Right, you haven't jumped on the t-shirt bandwagon for it yet.
I may very soon. Father's Day is coming. Maybe my dad will get a Covfefe t-shirt. Sure. But it's been great at work. Anytime something has gone awry, anything's like, why isn't this working? I'm like, well, I couldn't get the Covfefe in. And it's just, you know, problem solved, because how can they argue? They don't know. I love it. Starting the wee hours of the morning, that tweet. The shot heard around the world. He had to follow up something from something, because I'm sure he did something to cause a rise, and he had to do something.
He was probably taking the same NyQuil that Tiger Woods was taking.
Oh, I guess.
Probably what it is.
trying to administer the breathalyzer, and the two of them couldn't figure it out.
Ivanka's like, no, no, let me show you how it's done.
Horrific, horrendous.
All right,
but
I
think that breaks it down. That takes us into oblivion, where we're all destined to go.
Where we fade away.
We do.
Into the darkness.
We do.
Yep. Well, thank you very much for listening to Joker's Wild. I guess I never got through to this at the beginning of the show, but make sure you follow us on iTunes. Give us a nice 5-star review. iTunes is the way to go. SoundCloud, Google Play. We also have a special announcement upcoming for episode number 23. I mean, when you're sharing a number with the greatest basketball player of all time, you need a special announcement on the show.
You really do. It's true.
And we will have one next time on the Joker's
Michael
Wild
Jordan.
Podcast. Unbelievable. With that, I am Jack Anderson.
And I am Ryan Russo.
Yes, he is. Thank you very much, sir, for your time, your patience, all that great stuff.
Spelling. The words that I know.
So proud of you. Yeah, your ability to describe them with such great detail. Thank you. And with that, thank you so much for listening. You all have a great night.
Peace.